Geologically, it's topography and bathymetry. The exposed portion and the submerged portion define Florida. The West Florida Shelf is one of the largest continental shelves in the world, but it is actually bounded by a deeply buried geologic structure, a series of faults. Actually, all of Florida is underlain by a piece of the basement crust of the earth bounded by distinct structural features. Because we consider that the Florida platform system is connected to the Bahamas platform system, we call it the Florida-Bahama Platform Complex. The Florida platform and the Bahama platform form one system that is also connected to the Yucatan platform, another carbonate-dominated area. The offshore portion of the Yucatan is called the Campeche Bank, which is very similar to the offshore West Florida Shelf, or the West Florida Margin. The Campeche-Yucatan platform and the Florida platform are like two bookends or sentinels that provide positioning for ships entering the Gulf of Mexico. And perhaps at one time, these two were joined, thus forming one of the largest carbonate platform systems in the world, extending from the western Yucatan Campeche across all of the Florida platform and terminating at the easternmost margin of the Bahama platform. The point is that the Campeche Bank, Florida, and the Bahamas are all huge calcium carbonate platforms, or a giga platform, although they have distinct boundaries that define a piece of the earth that we call the Florida-Bahamas Platform Complex. At one time, Florida and the Bahamas were joined in the mid-Cretaceous. Now, the Florida Straits, or deep seaway, separates them. The Florida Straits, southern and northern portion, one seaway continuum, are a bathymetric feature that separates the Florida platform from the Bahama platform, but not a major structural feature like some of the faults identified in this image. The Florida-Bahama platform may still be viewed as one structural feature and defined by major structural boundaries. Let's go through these major structural boundaries. Note the rift valley forming the northern boundary in this image where there are a series of faults. Florida tried to pull away during the creation of the North Atlantic Ocean, but failed. Instead, it created a deep rift system with a series of high-angle normal faults. This rift system has now been completely filled in with sediments. On the western side of the Florida-Bahamas platform is a very complicated, probably transform fault or strike-slip fault plus rift system. This is not entirely well understood, but nonetheless, it is a structural break in the crust of the earth that created a topographic difference. And as a result, the platform is situated on that topographic difference. The basement crust was higher east of this complex fault system, thus ultimately defining the western margin, the Florida portion of the platform. Along the south, the platform extends all the way down into Cuba. The north coast of Cuba is a thrust fault system, so platform boundary is another major structural feature. Along the eastern margin of the Bahamas is a major transform fault or strike-slip fault. Like the western margin of the platform facing the Gulf of Mexico, this structural boundary had topographic relief that defined the eastern margin of the Florida-Bahama platform. In some places along the modern-day margin, the relief is greater than 4 kilometers. A bit to the north, there is a sharp bend between the strike-slip fault and another rift system. This rifted margin extends northward offshore, but roughly parallel to the U.S. east coast. In summary, we consider this whole system to be structurally controlled, defining the Florida-Bahama platform complex with real geologic boundaries that consist of breaks in the Earth's crust, not man-made political boundaries. That's Florida.